You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood REI and welcome our guest, strong and powerful Nick Costco. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you for having me, George. It's a pleasure.
Excited to have you on. Nick is an economic strategist. He's a former airline pilot who spent 20 years flying 747s. Now he is focused on creating financial freedom through real estate and other non-traditional means. Again, excited to have you on. Nick, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so married, four kids, a dog. As George and I were just talking, there's no dull moments in this house. I set out when I was, I don't know, in high school or whatnot. I wanted to fly airplanes around the world and, stumbled into some phenomenal opportunity there. I lost that job through no fault of my own. The economic downturn, 08, 09, got laid off. And, we had our first kid on the way. And honestly, George, it just absolutely opened my eyes to figuring out how to be financially free. You know, here I was kind of wading through the waters of real estate investing. And one thing that was important to me, George, is that the economy's a scale, right? Like I wasn't interested in buying one single family rental. I was looking at four and five plexes, okay? And so when I lost my job, I realized, hey, I have one source of income. And I said, that's probably not what's best. And shortly thereafter, I started interviewing financial advisors. And George, it didn't mean anything negative about who I was talking about. I just kept thinking there's more to this story that I can't see. There's an unseen about the money world. And I couldn't engage in what they were showing me. It was about them being in control of my money. And I really just didn't see how that was going to benefit me. It was going to benefit other people. And George, I just started scratching and clawing, looking for the truth. You know, it's like, you know, you and I have little kids and you know how they do. They ask why. Sure. And I'm like 44 going on 4 years old sometimes. And I just kept saying, why is this about the financial world? And I'd returned back to flying, and some guy one day, George, said, have you ever heard of infinite banking? And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. and for this god-awful trip we were flying for 4 days, I peppered him with questions that he could not sufficiently answer. But I set off to figure it out. And it really is just discovering the unseen about money is, frankly, it changed my life. So that's a long-winded way of saying how I got to here today.
Nice. Yeah, the financial apparatus, once you sort of crawl inside and try to figure it out, can certainly be a frustrating thing, an exciting thing. So I'd certainly empathize and appreciate with all that. So what are you doing today? What do your days consist of?
Yeah, Sue. I really set out, like when I discovered infinite banking through a book by R. Nelson Nash called Becoming Your Own Banker. It's a 92-page book, big font, small words, something even I could understand. And I just said, holy cow, this is an amazing gift. I tracked down that author and I said, I want to learn how to teach this to people. I live in Kentucky and no one was certified to teach it here in Kentucky. And I just realized I've been given a gift, George, and I'm a man of faith. I believe things happen for a reason like this. It came into my life and I could not sit on this information. I had to share it. So I spend my days, for lack of a better term, evangelizing about becoming your own banker, taking control of your money in an uncommon way. and then going and creating passive income that meets or exceeds our ideal standard of living. Because once I can do that, like money buys choices and choices buys freedom. And I get to do what I want to do when I want to do it. So, you know, I spend time sitting down with people, teaching them about money, much like you do. We're showing them the unseen about money. Hey, you know, banks are the most powerful, you know, business. It's the most powerful business in the world. So I teach people how the banks work, how they can do that. And then I've got a almost neurotic obsession with practicing what we preach, which is, you know, finding more real estate deals. Right now we're in the process of acquiring $100 million worth of real estate over the next couple of years. And we're doing that through our own banking system. I own a few other businesses, always evaluating business opportunities to increase our passive income. And then, you know, talking to our clients. Hey, you know, they bring to us ideas, real estate ideas, business ideas. And so we help them navigate the financial waters of that. So that's what I do on a day-to-day basis.
Nice. And you obviously enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I know when I would go exchange time for money, flying an airplane is just unbelievably unfulfilling. And, you know, it's funny to say that. I know there's tens of thousands of people that would kill to have the aviation experience that I've had. Hmm. I've got a lot of cool stamps in my passport, and I've got some cool experiences flying airplanes, and it just didn't feel like I was living out my best purpose in this world. And it's good for some people. It's but to get to do what I want to do when I want to do it, there's nothing like that.
Yeah. Amen. All right. So I certainly appreciate the power and impact that Cash Value Life Insurance provides to people from a tax perspective. So I don't know that I need to go into that. I'm more, how are you using it to fund it, or rather, just I'm just curious how money is sort of moving around all of these things, because obviously you can't have an effective life insurance policy without cash to put in it first. So it's kind of like a chicken and the egg kind of a thing. Walk me through some of that.
Yeah. So I always ask this question, George, is if I would lend you $100 million right now, and at the end of the year, you only had to pay me $5 million. Okay. You didn't have to pay back any principal. Would you take the loan?
Sure, for sure.
Yep. And the reason you answered yes so quickly is because you know how to go make more than 5% with it. Okay. Right. So let's flip that around. And you were to offer me the $100 million, which, by the way, if you are willing, or anyone in your amazing audience is willing to offer that, I will happily take it and pay you $5 million at the end of the year. Well, I'm going to take that $100 million and I'm going to go buy $500 million worth of real estate. Okay. And let's say that I was only making on the low side 5% on the $500 million. So I'm going to bring in $25 million this year with that. So at the end of the year, you and I get together and I say, I'd like to take you out to lunch. I'm going to pay you your $5 million. And you ask me, hey, do you want to pay back any of that principal? And I say, no, man. I'm good with that. I'm happy to meet you in a year, and I'll pay you another $5 million, and you're good with that, okay? So what we're doing is, as you alluded to, we have this very specifically designed life insurance contract that provides us all kinds of benefits. It's a tax shelter for us long term, but I get to use the money whenever I want. So let's say that I have a real estate deal, and I want to buy let's use a $1 million real estate deal as an example. And I've got $200,000 in my banking system, my life insurance contract. So I'm going to use that $200,000 out of there. And then I'm going to go borrow the bank's money for $800,000. Okay. Now, if I earn, say, 10% on that real estate deal, okay, did I really earn 10% or did I earn some different amount? Because here's the reality of it is my returns actually infinite if I understand what just happened with the life insurance contract? Okay. I use the bank's money and I use the insurance company's money. So I have no money in the deal technically. So my return is actually infinite because my $200,000 stayed in the life insurance contract. It didn't leave. I collateralized it. It's kind of like a home equity line of credit. You can think of it like that. They don't come and chop off part of your home when you borrow against it, right? But all they do is place a lien on it. What's the same thing with the life insurance contract? But here's the great thing, is my money continued to grow in the life insurance contract uninterrupted. And as we know, we've tried to prove that Einstein said this, but I don't know if he really said it, but that compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
All right. So if I can get uninterrupted compound interest in that policy while I use it, and then, hey, I just borrowed money from the insurance company. So like any other financial institution, I get to write off that interest. But the money that I'm earning inside my policy is tax-free. I'll be able to use that tax-free till the day I die. And I have this asset over here, this real estate asset, that hopefully is appreciating. I bought it for cash flow. You know, it's a fool's errand to buy real estate, in my opinion, strictly for appreciation. But I have a rate of cash flow. I have a rate of appreciation on my asset. I have insurance on that asset. I've got this growth inside the policy. And then I have a legacy rate of return because there is a death benefit. So it's kind of like as that money comes back in from the real estate venture, well, I get to rinse and repeat because every time I pay money back to the insurance company, they reduce the lien and I can go buy another deal. And that's what I do personally. It's what our clients do. And it's, you know, you keep doing that. It's like that velocity of money. You know, you ever heard the term velocity of money?
Sure.
Yeah. So what the bank does, like if you make a $10,000 deposit into the bank, what do they do with that money right away?
Well, they lend it out to somebody else.
Yeah. And every time they get that mortgage payment, what do they do with the mortgage payment? They lend it out again. So it's that velocity of money. And using the insurance contract as my money money pool, if that doing that over and over over time creates really an unbelievable result.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it is. I think it's cool. I think it's exciting. Tons of moving parts.
Yeah.
How do you coach people or counsel people to protect against the sort of what ifs? So do you say, okay, we're going to get this all set up and there's all this stuff moving and it's awesome as long as things are going the right way. But when there's a hiccup, do you talk about you need to have this kind of cash reserve? How does that work?
Yeah. Big advocates of financial responsibility, having savings, you know, like we always talk about our banking system being our pool to take care of emergencies and opportunities. So very much having financial responsibility, living within our means. Like I appreciate that you're a huge advocate of living on a budget. Okay. So living within our means, you know, Nelson Nash in his book, Becoming Your Own Banker, he talks about Parkinson's Law. You know, people get a raise and then they just spend more money, right, on more nitinoid things, right? So we're also huge advocates of something that I think that you'll relate with here is who, not how. Okay. Who can I partner with that knows how to do what I'm trying to accomplish? Okay. In the infinite banking world, we like to think that we're the who's. Okay. But if I want to go build a $100 million real estate portfolio, I want to learn from a who that has done it, has a proven system, and I want to partner with them. In the business world, you know, I own a franchise, looking to purchase other franchises. We partner with franchise brokers. You know, those are systems, right? Like, I'm not going to go create the system. And so that provides a lot of protection for us when you're partnering with people that have done it. So like Tony Robbins said, go find someone that has what you want and go learn everything they've done and then try to improve upon it. So when you're doing that, you're providing safeguards. When you have partners, like, I'm a huge advocate of having partners because they're sounding boards. Like, I don't need head bobbers in my world telling me how great I am and how good my ideas are and how good of a job I'm doing. I need people to say, hey, Nick, you're messing up. You know, like, hey, this, no, you need to look at it like this. So we really do advocate for that. That's why we provide our coaching for free to our clients for life. They have access to us to strategize and say, hey, am I off my rocker for thinking about doing this? So, yeah, that's probably the best answer I can give you on that.
Nice. Yeah, I appreciate that. It is a... To your point, there's a lot there, and it's the thought of, well, but you kind of did that, right? How much did you do on your own? How did you figure? I appreciate that you met the person. He said, "Have you heard of the infinite banking concept that sets you on the path?" How did you put your resources together from maybe on the real estate side?
Yeah, you know, it's actually my mentor, now my business partner in many ventures, Jim Oliver. You know, when I got certified to teach infinite banking, I just flat out asked for a mentor. And it's funny, George, I had my life insurance license and I funded my own life policy before I knew what I was doing. Okay. And it's funny, in hindsight, I messed it up. Okay. It's worked out, but I didn't have a mentor yet. So huge advocate there for that because of my own lessons. And I want to say that I messed up in my first mentorship in the real estate world, a guy that took advantage of me, and it cost me. But I learned, like, I'm not going to take a hit and then just pack up my stuff and go home. Like, you know, try to fail forward, right? So I just found I was really blessed to have Jim call me. It turns out he's one of the most knowledgeable people on the planet, frankly, about money and building wealth. And we just started working together. I just constantly asked questions. And then I realized that I was not doing enough. I wasn't putting enough money into my system. I wasn't putting the money in motion. And I did the same thing our clients do. I brought him ideas. And I just said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this real estate deal. And it was like that little deal. And then that turned into, you know, another bigger deal and then another one. And it was just constantly making sure I had good people around me. I just don't sit very well. So my money doesn't sit very well. It's being put in motion and constantly looking for ideas and just practicing what we preach, you know, finding the mentor, finding that personal board of directors that can really help you elevate.
I love it. It's great. Well, Nick, the people are ready for that difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, so it's a little bit twofold. It is just always ask yourself compared to what, okay? When someone's showing you something about money, I want you to ask the question compared to what, because there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. There's a lot of noise out there in the financial world, and I challenge you to ask the question compared to what and dig deeper. And, you know, whether you're asking George the questions or you're coming to ask us the questions to help you uncover the truth, be a truth seeker.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets
come on.
Compared to what? That is a powerful question right there. And yes, one that we need to ask probably at really every aspect of life, right? This is crappy. Yeah. Yeah. Compared to what? This is awesome. Compared to what? I like it. Well, Nick, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage with you?
Yeah, thank you very much, George, for that question. I encourage you to come to our website, createtailwind.com. You can click on the contact button. You can reach out. You can ask me questions. The one thing we don't do, George, is hogtie people, put them on the ground, say, hey, you got to sign here. We are abundant advocates. We are educators. We'll answer your questions. There's a resource button on the website. You can go to our YouTube page. It's Create Tailwind. It's all one word. We've got our podcast is Breakaway Wealth. You can it's a video podcast. There's all kinds of educational content on there. And you can find me on LinkedIn. My last name's spelled K-O-S-K-O, Nick Kosko. Happy to connect with you there as well.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Nick your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to createtailwind.com. Check out their YouTube channel. Check out the Breakaway Wealth podcast. And like Nick said, they're not going to strong arm you into anything. So just take advantage of the great resources that they're providing. Thanks again, Nick.
Thanks, George. Appreciate you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.